It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. The October following Bemidji State's magical trip to the Frozen Four couldn't have started any better. It included two games at Northern Michigan, which set the Beavers on a path to an at-large bid in the national tournament. Head coach Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
That year, we were really good. It was a carryover from the Frozen Four. It was a carryover, and we were dialed in. In the first 2 months, we won some big games. We found ways to win, and it was just a testament to our guys. It was almost like, again, it was a carryover. It was a reflection of what we accomplished in the last 2 months the year before, and it carried right over into 2009, 2010, and we won again, like some big games. And then, in the Northern Michigan was a big weekend, because that was a good hockey team. And that was on the road, too, so that was a big confidence builder. Come January, we were fighting it. And again, like I say this all the time, you're never going to have a season, nobody is, where you're right here for 5 months. Can't do it. I've never seen it. It's just hard to stay on top of your game for a lengthy period of time. We were on top of our game for a couple months, but eventually the wind came out of our sails, and none of us know why. Again, I always use this term. We don't have a crystal ball, but for whatever reason, we were fighting it. And January on, it wasn't easy for us. And we scratched and clawed, and we got that at-large bid. But when we got to Fort Wayne and played Michigan, it just wasn't meant to be. We didn't have it in us. And it's hard to turn it on, guys. You know, it's just hard. You think you can turn it on, but if it hasn't been on for the last month and a half, how do you just turn it on and then be ready to go? And we played a Michigan team who, it was the first Michigan team in like 20 years, was probably not going to win. They weren't going to get to the national tournament. They had to win the CCHA playoffs to do it. But again, the last month and a half, Michigan was on top of they were on top of their game. And that's the team we played. You want to play teams in the national tournament who might be fighting it a little bit, or who didn't win their league playoff. And, you know, so that was a weird year from that standpoint. But that early on, that Northern Michigan game and all the other, we were playing really good, Schultz. And that was during that time frame.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.